Thanks for joining us this evening. My name is Ibrahim Sani. You're watching Notepad. Joining us in the studio is Dato' Ahsan Azhari Haji Idris. He is the CEO of Invest Selangor Berhad. Dato' Ahsan, you're a good friend of the show. Thank you again for taking the time to speak with us. There's a lot of things that we need to uncover and explore, particularly in terms of what we have spoken about last time that you were here. But I think we want to explore first about the Selangor ASEAN Business Conference 2022 or SABC 2022. We're looking at Selangor and ASEAN pivoting towards trying to connect the state with the region. There's a lot that we can explore there. But before we can jump to all that, maybe for the benefit of some of our folks here that might not know about Invest Selangor, maybe we can share with us the notion of what Invest Selangor Berhad is all about.
Yeah, thank you, Ibrahim. Invest Selangor has been set up since year 1999. It's the investment promotion agency for the Selangor State Government with the mandate to promote investment opportunities into Selangor and also to facilitate investors who invest in Selangor, whether they are domestic investors or foreign investors. And last but not least, is to coordinate their project implementations to make sure that their projects will be smoothly implemented in the state of Selangor. Mm-hmm. And of course, in our promotion strategies, we are focusing on a few core clusters, namely the E&E, the FNB, the machineries and engineering equipment, the life sciences, as well as the transport equipment, which is inclusive of aerospace, the rail industries, the automotive, and so on. And this year, we add another two clusters covering service sectors, which is logistic industry and also digital investment. So under digital investment, we focus on the three subsectors, which is the data center, the creative content, as well as the global business services or GBS. Mm.
Yeah. Now, of course, on top of these three, pillars that you guys are doing, yeah. You guys are organizing the Selangor International Business Summit,
correct,
or SIBS 2022. And of course, a part of it is the Selangor ASEAN Business Conference, correct, SABC, yes, 2022. Yeah. Maybe you can just refresh your memories on the Selangor International Business Summit first, Dato'.
Yeah, Selangor International Business Summit has been, this year it will be the sixth series, the sixth year that we organize this SIBS, which comprises of six main events. The first one is the Selangor ASEAN Business Conference, also the sixth time this year, and a few exhibitions. Selangor International Expo focusing on F&B, Selangor International Expo covering medic, which is covering pharmaceutical, medical devices, healthcare services, and so on. Third is the Selangor Research and Development Exhibitions, the Smart City and Digital Economy Conventions, as well as the Selangor Industrial Park Expo, which is promoting the industrial park that available in Selangor State that we're promoting to the investors. It's not only for domestic investors, but also foreign investors as well.
Okay, and of course, SIBS, is an ongoing effort. And then, of course, the feature that we want to talk about that is happening on the 6th of October, very soon, a day before budget, actually, is the Selangor ASEAN Business Conference. Yeah. Maybe, Dato', you can explain to us a little bit more about that.
Okay, the Selangor ASEAN Business Conference, or SABC, is network sessions between the participants of the summit itself, and also the speakers from various countries in the region. We have speakers in from Cambodia, we have speakers from Singapore, from Indonesia, and also, of course, from Malaysia itself. So this is the opportunity for the participants to gain knowledge on how they should position themselves into ASEAN market, or to learn the potentials of the ASEAN market. For those who aspire to promote their products in the bigger market, it's not only focusing Malaysia, but also bigger regions. So this is the place for them to gain insight, to gain knowledge, to learn something from those already in the business itself. Because we're also inviting those already capturing or exploring ASEAN market.
And of course, there's a lot of components to it. We're looking at the theme Selangor Gateway to ASEAN and Beyond, from the heart of Malaysia's economy to the heart of Southeast Asia's economy. And of course, we're talking about the objective here is to gather the players and stakeholders to discuss a myriad of topics, including that of market access, regional integration, entrepreneurship, and I'm pretty sure something to do with SME and micro SMEs development as well.
Correct.
Let's talk about the components of the event. Maybe you can walk through with us the opening ceremony, the fireside chat, some of the panel discussions, Dato'.
Of course, apart from the opening ceremony, because this SABC will be organized on the first day of the Selangor International Business Summit on the 6th of October in KLCC. We have various panel sessions. The first panel will be covering a gateway to ASEAN, the world's fifth largest economy and beyond. The second panel will be covering the ESG in ASEAN, shared visions of sustainable recovery. And the third panel on the gateway to $1 trillion digital ASEAN economy by 2030. So other than that, there is also a fireside chat with the CEO of Qasm. So at this moment, there are only the unicorn companies in Malaysia. And coincidentally, they are also located in Selangor State. So we would like to share their experience with the audience on how they develop their company, they progress the company from the startup companies up until unicorn companies.
Aerodyne is also a unicorn, no?
I think soon to be unicorn.
Okay, so that is happening at the fireside chat with the CEO of Qasm. And of course, Qasm Academy, not necessarily Qasm. Yeah. Okay. And of course, we're looking at the panel discussion, gateway to ESG in ASEAN, gateway to $1 trillion digital ASEAN economy. Why were these topics chosen? Why the focus on ESG? Why the focus on building a trillion digital ASEAN economy?
So, well, ESG is a part of the Sustainable Development Goal, and businesses throughout the world is talking about ESG. And how we can maintain our environment, is the good governance, sustainability, and so on. So, companies or businesses in Malaysia or in these regions, they can't ignore this kind of initiatives or policy because they are also dealing with other companies from Europe, from Americas, and they are insisting or imposing such policies in doing business with them, so they can run away from this framework. That's why this is an exposure for them to understand further what are the requirements on this environment of new business in this new era.
Okay. We'll go for one short break, Dato. Okay. We'll be right back after this message when we continue on discussing the Selangor ASEAN Business Conference 2022. Thanks for staying on with us. In the studio with me is Dato Hassan Azhari Haji Idris, the CEO of Invest Selangor. We're talking about the Selangor ASEAN Business Conference, perhaps an idea that you might want to think about in the next few days because it's happening on the 6th of October at KLCC. Part of the conversation is to see how Selangor can plug itself with the ASEAN Economic Development Region and, of course, how ASEAN can benefit or leverage more from the state of Selangor. So, Dato, let's talk a little bit more about how Selangor can position yourself as the prime ASEAN business hub moving into 2023.
Okay, Selangor being the biggest economy in Malaysia, Selangor contributed 24.8% to the GDP last year. And Selangor has the broader base of activities in terms of manufacturing, services industries, and so on. So Selangor has its own unique profile in the Malaysian economy. I think the Selangor profile can reflect the ASEAN profile as well because we have a multi-cultural, multi-language, and also multi-religions background, things like that. And I think for businesses choosing location Selangor as their locations is the right move for them to explore further into ASEAN market. Of course, people aware the potentials of the ASEAN economy. Currently, is the fifth largest economy in the world, and targeted to be the fourth largest economy in 2030, and so on. So Selangor being at the center of Malaysia, with the strategic locations and strategic connectivity to the ASEAN countries, we are at the right positions to promote ourselves as the gateway to ASEAN, supported by the strong, multi-talented 3.6 million workforce, supported by more than hundreds of institutions of higher learnings, and also the knowledge workers, the level of the knowledge workers that we have in the country currently.
And of course, it doesn't just remain static. Yeah. The growth is actually exponential because it is building itself even further, following other trade agreements like the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, or RCEP, which is able to add up to $19 billion into the ASEAN economy. We're looking at the ability for ASEAN to actually see itself in terms of getting better leverage in from labour and many more. So do you feel that it is unquestionable that Selangor must tap into the ASEAN experience despite all the economic challenges, despite the pandemic challenges, despite, say, for instance, trade barriers that may exist between the ASEAN economies? No matter what, ASEAN must work for Selangor and Selangor must work for ASEAN. What's your opinion on this?
Yeah, I think I'm quite agree with that, because that is why for the past 6-7 years, we are aspired to be the gateway to ASEAN. And this event is one of the method that or approach that we took in promoting or positioning Selangor as the gateway to ASEAN. The importance of Selangor, the connectivity that we have, the infrastructure that we have, the talent pool that we have, all this is the perfect ingredients to position ourselves to be promoted or to say or to claim that we are the right locations or we are the right place for them to have the first taste of ASEAN business culture in this region. So they can use Selangor as the gateway. They can use Selangor as the springboard to the ASEAN market. So with the supported with the various infrastructure, the high level of the infrastructure, the digital infrastructure, and so on, all happenings, all this is happenings in Selangor, in Klang Valley, in Kuala Lumpur, which is of course surrounded by Selangor State, and the all the talent is here. The most important thing, I think, is the talent.
Right. Yeah. So there's a lot of opportunities that we have elaborated, including gaining more attention from large economies like China, the United States, the EU. We're looking at ASEAN having a huge domestic population of over 660 million people. And of course, as I alluded to earlier, RCEP being a free trade agreement, many more other free trade agreements are there. That provides opportunities. But I'm sure there are some challenges that needs to be overcome. What would be some of the challenges that you think is important for us to talk about when it comes to operating and expanding businesses into ASEAN?
I think, first of all, is to understand the market profile. We have 10 members countries of ASEAN. They have a different background, different market needs, and also of course different language, different regulations, things like that. First of all, you have to do your homework before you explore further to any specific market in that particular countries. And to do that, you need to understand the language, the ethnicity, the local regulations, and I think it can be all those challenges can be reduced by hiring the local peoples or or engaging the local talent to understand further on the local regulations, the local markets, the local segmentations of market needs, things like that. Because let's say you talk about Indonesia with 200 million of populations or whatnot, they have a different background, different market segmentations, a different group and so on. So to understand that it's not an overnight job. So you have to be you need to take time to understand further the market before you explore further, before you go in. But I think this is the right time for you to be in ASEAN market. So that is why this events also will give some insight why you should be in ASEAN.
Maybe, Dato', you can share with us some of your ideas when it comes to advising local businesses, sharing your experiences with some of the local businesses in Malaysia, intending or having a good idea of expanding into ASEAN. What would be some of the ideas that you can share with the business owners right now watching us currently right now?
Of course, as I mentioned earlier, is the ability to understand the market, the market needs, and also the products suitability for the specific market in that particular area. So I think by positioning the products correctly, whether in terms of the features of the product itself or the pricing and so on, and with the proper marketing or whatnot, proper promotions, I believe the products or services can go further in the ASEAN market.
Of course, this is not the first time that Invest Selangor is doing the SABCS as well as SIBS. Do you feel that some of the learnings that were garnered from the previous times that you are doing this is actually giving you a good insight into how to pull this off this year round?
Yeah. So I think we try to get more international participants coming in for this event. And we're glad that for the Selangor International Summit, there are more than 200 international buyers already registered. This is an opportunity for our exhibitors to get more network, to get more access to ASEAN market with the presence of the, I think, as per yesterday, 256 international buyers already registered. Will attend the event, and all this will be giving the opportunity for them to explore not only ASEAN market but also beyond ASEAN, because some of them are coming from beyond ASEAN countries. So we hope that this event for this year, post-pandemic era, we are targeting about 35,000 visitors, and we are targeting about 350 million potential transactions value from the various exhibitions or various expo that running parallel during 4 days of events.
And of course, based on the travel restrictions following the pandemic, this is not the case. People are still traveling in and out.
Yes, this is. I think this year there will be no travel restrictions anymore as compared to last year. Even though last year there is still travel restrictions, but we still managed to get more than 20,000 visitors last year during the pandemic.
Even with the restrictions?
Yes, even with restrictions. And this year, no more restrictions, no more travel restrictions.
So anticipated number of attendees, Dato'?
So we are targeting about 35,000 visitors.
Fantastic.
And I won't be surprised if the numbers is more than that.
What about sectorial? Which sectors do you think is going to give a greater focus or seen a more interest amongst people?
I think the biggest component in the exhibitions is on F&B, food and beverages, because we are covering hall 1 to hall 5 of the KLCC.
Okay.
And another event, I think, on the smart city and digital economy, because digital economy is the future that we are going into. So everybody is talking about being digital, being to digitalize their process or whatnot. So of course they are looking for technologies, they're looking for applications, looking to network with the talented people, startup companies and so on. So this is the place for them.
So F&B, digital economy, and what about other sectors? Do you feel that other sectors might see a trend moving forward, but not this time around? Or do you feel that the take up for this kind of businesses outside of F&B and digital assets and smart cities might not necessarily be, I guess, the time yet for it to be rolled out?
We understand the potentials of some of the subsectors of the economy. However, due to the constraint that we have, we can't cover everything. Of course, we can see the potentials of the E&E industries.
Yeah,
the
E&E industry is
booming. The transport industries, such as the automotive, the aerospace, we just organized our aviation show last month.
Yeah.
19,000 visitors registered. We only anticipating about 8,000 visitors,
yeah.
But 19,000 registered. So we need to we understand people now is eager to get more knowledge, to get to connect with more people, to gain more access to the market. So that is why they are looking for this such event to get more networking sessions to explore the possibility of having collaborations with foreign partners and so on.
Okay, so of course, again, thanks for highlighting that up or bringing that up, because this is not just about a session or a summit to actually showcase your products and services to potential buyers. It's also the greatest opportunity for you to network and expand your network towards the business that you want to be in. Of course, there's a lot more that can be discussed, but for now, we're running out of time. If you want to learn more about the Selangor ASEAN Business Conference, you can go to the selangorsummit.com or www.selangorsummit.com. You can also learn about the Selangor International Business Summit there as well. So SIBS as well as SABC. A lot of these acronyms, a lot of alphabets to deal with, but just think about this. Just think about selangorsummit.com as the place to go. Now, there's a tab of SABC that you can find there to further read about the conference itself. Don't forget to register yourself to attend the SABC as well as SIBS, the Selangor International Business Summit there as well. This is happening on the 6th to 9th of October at KL Convex or KL Convention Centre here at KLCC. Until then, Dato, thank you very much for sharing some of your thoughts with us. Maybe one or two words before we before we end this conversation.
I think I would like to share this. I think we would like to invite more people to come to Selangor. To understand Selangor, you understand ASEAN.
Fantastic. Selangor. There you go. What a quip to deal with. That was Dato Hassan Azhari, the CEO of Invest Selangor. If you want to learn more about this show or the shows regarding this topic, just head on to astroawani.com. Find out, use the keyword there, Invest Selangor, or look for Notepad or ASEAN. These are the topics that you can use or find to find related topics such as this. Until then, thanks very much for watching. Catch you in the next one.